Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock joins us on today's program to preview summer activities at Lake Red Rock. Well, Tracy, it's that time of year again. Summer is right around the corner, and Memorial Day weekend is a special weekend for the Lake Red Rock area. Campgrounds will be full and all sorts of things like that, but it's also the kickoff to summer activities as kids will be getting out of school. First of all, the guide has been released. What's it mean to have it out there and some of the fun that will be had at Lake Red Rock between now and the end of the summer?
Well, it means a busy summer for us, but it's really meant to be kind of an encouragement for people to come to programs, of course, but to explore the lake on their own. It might provide them the opportunity to show them what they can use the areas for, help them learn a few things so that maybe they feel comfortable going out on their own, but really use the area for the resources that it offers and enjoy it with their families, even without a ranger being along.
Well, and if they do want to participate in activities, there's a lot of old favorites coming back that come back year in and year out that people are very excited for. What are some of the favorite standbys over the years that you've seen people really gravitate towards that are back on the summer guide this year?
Well, one of my favorites, and it seems to be a favorite for a lot of the public, is the Creatures of the Night hike. We'll offer that at several of the parks this summer. It's not a scary walk through a woodland area or along a trail, and we do some sensory experiments to see how our senses of sight and touch and smell react a little differently sometimes when it's a little darker out there. And that's a fun one for the family. We'll have our Let's Go Frogging, and we'll go out to one of our area wetlands and explore. We have a lot of great amphibians that will be in our wetlands, and people don't always realize what they're listening to and the importance of those frogs and those toads. So we'll go out and explore a little bit and introduce them to some of the species we find here. We'll have our Junior Ranger and our Outdoor Adventurers camps again. Those are our camps for Junior Rangers is for 8 to 10-year-olds, and Outdoor Adventurers is for 11 and 12-year-olds. And then they can explore some different activities, depending on which one they're signing up for, that introduces them to the lake, and Junior Rangers get a tour of the dam as well as part of the fun.
Well, and that's obviously just a small portion of what is going to be coming back this year. That guide available at your website. We'll have a link on ours as well. There is a new activity this year, or some new activities, I should say, revolving around getting students engaged in science. And so you have a few programs as well as some gear that that children can check out to really engage in science over their summer break.
Exactly. We had a donor offer some additional funds for us to help expand our Kids Outdoors program, the equipment checkout program. And so one of the things that we opted to do was create a science pack that includes a microscope and includes slides of different very small microscopic creatures, books of different experiments that they can do very simply with things that they find in their home or that are included in the pack. And also a whole binder full of additional activities beyond that. So we'll take that science pack and some of the different thoughts and experiments that it offers and try to do some in our visitor center, as the nature science activity is called.
And as we mentioned, there are a few other activities. What are some of those coming up, maybe even in early June, to get people excited about coming out here for the entire summer?
Oh, sure. I think one that's always a big draw for us is to have a few guest speakers. And one of those guest speakers, Vern Cochran, works for the hydropower facility that's being built at the lake. So if people have are curious about it, want to see some pictures of the construction process, and talk to someone who's very knowledgeable about what's happening with it, Vern will offer a program on June 1st. In fact, that one's going to use the backdrop of the hydropower facility as the program backdrop in South Tailwater. We'll offer that again in the visitor center later in the summer, too. That's always a fun one. The Coast Guard Auxiliary will also be offering a safe boating course for people who are young boaters and need their certification. They can attend, but it's also good for adult boaters that want or either a refresher or maybe if they're new to it, learn some of those safety features from very knowledgeable people. That's coming up on June 2nd. That does require pre-registration, but it's only $5 for the testing and to get that certification. Just some examples there.
And then the best part about it is that if they have questions or if they want to check out certain or rent certain equipment or learn more about the lake, the visitor center is open throughout much of the summer, and they can learn more about these programs, attend some of the programs, and find some, I would say, neat goodies to enjoy the lake.
Exactly. We have knowledgeable visitor center volunteers. They've been here for several years, and they know the area well. This time of the year, leading up to Memorial Weekend, we're open Monday through Friday, noon till 4, and then 9:30 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. Once we hit Memorial Weekend, that's daily 9:30 to 6. So, yep, great questions, and they seem to be able to come up with the answers most of the time very easily.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry at Lake Red Rock previewing summer activities. And that concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.